We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Roethlisberger clearly not healthy. 4 of 7 in the third quarter. Back to throw. They don't get near him. He goes deep to the post. Wide open. Smith-Schuster at the 5. And he walks in for the Steelers touchdown. He pumped that one, so that had to be, somebody must have bit so hard they bit through their lip. Give me
everything I need. You know, obviously he's been there before, and now he has so many weapons that he can use. Me, Deontay, Chase, basically all wide receivers, and even the running backs, you know, spreading them out wide, five wide, just gets the job done. Speak the
language, love like you know. You know, I don't care how many people you drop into coverage. You give Ben 5-6 seconds to throw the football and those receivers to work, they're going to get open.
He's thrown for 294 yards and 2 touchdowns. He catches the shotgun snap, pump fakes, throws it into the end zone, in traffic, caught for a touchdown by Chase Claypool.
He's got the one undefeated team in the National Football League. He's playing really solid, good football. I think people will probably have to keep looking back and saying, wow, how he played and what he did. I know statistics drive a lot. I know it never drives him. Comeback Player of the Year, MVP, AFC Player of the Weeks, months maybe. I mean, we just got to keep stacking him. He's got to keep working the way he is. I just see an excitement out of him that's really refreshing.
Third and 4 for Pittsburgh. Roethlisberger, shotgun, 3 receivers left, 2 to the right. Roethlisberger looks left, floats one, end zone, caught! Touchdown, left corner, Juju Smith-Schuster. Ben Roethlisberger, guess who he's tied with now, all time on the career touchdown list. 1 Eli Manning.
Wow.
And he comes up with a score in Eli's old home, MetLife Stadium.
Thanks, Tina. Talking about not only Ben Roethlisberger, but of course Chris Muller. What a serenade. Pot him up. Let's hear from the master.
Well, you're already talking. What are you talking about here?
Tina Turner.
Yes.
She could rock, right?
Definitely.
She could bring the goods. Just like Ben. Very apropos. From Craig Riley today. Ben's had a historic start to a season. He's 9-0, obviously, but 22 touchdowns. That's his best start through 9 games. And you'd think on paper this is a pad your stats game against Jacksonville after the Jets, probably the worst team in the NFL. But I want to start today's show, and by the way, we're sponsored by Schaefer Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right on this Football Friday. Craig Riley, Chris Muller, I'm Andrew Filippone. I think all of us, is it confirmed that all three of us at some point this year have, each one of us has bet Ben to win the MVP award at various points? Craig, you got on early, very early, right?
I had comeback player and MVP, I think, both early. Comeback player earlier, but MVP pretty early.
Toot your horn here. Pre-Halloween, back when you were still living in the old house. I mean, where would you say?
I would say week 3-ish, because I think there was like a point where we were talking about MVP odds and his number just stood out. I think you pointed it out. And I was like,
I'm doing it. Okay. Muller wrote a whole column about it and then I think backed it up with your money, right? You put your money where your mouth is there.
I put some money on it, yes.
So did I. So we're all in agreement. That's usually for the morning show. That's a kiss of death.
Kiss of death. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
good
I think,
night, nurse.
I have something in front of me that I'm looking at right now that I think is enough evidence for me to tell all three of us. I think none of us actually have a piece of paper that has Big Ben to win the MVP. It's all digital for us. It's all on apps. But I would say right now, just rip the tickets up and throw them in the garbage because they're not going to cash. And believe me, I know a bad beat when I see one. I know a game and I know a bet when it's going to be a loser. Last night I had Tulane against Tulsa. As soon as I saw the guy throw the Hail Mary at the end of regulation, I said, I don't even need to watch overtime. I know I'm not going to get a cover here. I know I've seen this before. I've watched this before. I know I have enough experience betting these things to know a loser when I see one. I'm very good at that. I could find the losers for you. I think this is a losing bet now. I'm convinced of that, 100%. And you know what did it for me? This ESPN article today about Ben getting cut after the season. That was the tipping point for me. Seeing that was enough for me to say there's no way he wins it. Even if he comes close to deserving it, they're not going to give it to him. Dan Graziano, the guy who wrote the piece, he's not one of these fly-by-night, like, aggregate guys. Is that what they call them? People that just take articles and copy and... Right? I mean, isn't that a business term or industry
term?
Yeah,
I mean, I really like the aggregator types because they are a close cousin of people like me, the take plagiarists.
But you know, like, you know what I mean. This is not just a no-name person. This is not a guy
Correct.
That is just completely, you know, this isn't in the media, a Tomlin nameless gray face. This is somebody
Correct.
That, wait for it here. This is the most important thing I'm going to say here in this segment. He votes for the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He is an MVP voter.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see things like this, and it's, you know, consistent with the other stuff we've talked about this week, it just makes me feel like the opinion of him is the opposite of Tomlin. We do this all the time. That's where the MVP votes come from. It's not like the Hall of Fame where Bouchette stands up and says, if we just went by stats, we should let a computer pick the MVP. Use your eyes. It's not. There's no Pittsburgh voice that says vote for Ben. He has no. No one's going to get up there and filibuster for him, or you know, pound that. No one's going to make the case.
What does this cap situation have to do with whether or not he ends up winning
because
the MVP award?
Hold on. You don't think it's completely asinine to suggest that he could get cut at the end of the year? It's the stupidest thing I've heard, read, written, or said about Roethlisberger all year, bar none. And it's not coming from a jackass is what I'm saying. It's coming from somebody that is going to have to sit down at the end of the year and decide Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger. These are the type of people who pick that award. They don't like Ben. Maybe that's too strong of it, but they don't care for him. However you want to put it, they're not. They don't.
If Ben finishes with 42 touchdowns and 5 picks, he doesn't change his cap hit or his cap situation from next year. Nothing he does this year, short of signing an extension in the offseason, changes his cap hit. If he finishes with obviously the best numbers for a 16-0 team, you mean to tell me that he's not going to get the award? Or if he finishes with close to the best numbers for a 16-0 or 15-1
What's
team,
Russell Wilson's salary next
award?
Year? Why isn't his name on that list? He's making the same.
He's not 38.
Who cares about that? How is that relevant?
So what, age isn't relevant when cap considerations are taken into
Do
account?
Do you think there was any way on God's green earth he
no.
would get released? So why write it?
So you're just saying that because it sounds like to me you're saying because Dan Graziano wrote a stupid thing. And because Dan Graziano, while writing a stupid thing, is not a fly-by-night guy.
And
he actually,
an MVP voter.
Like, just knows his stuff. You're saying that because a stupid person, or somebody who wrote, I shouldn't say a stupid person, you're not saying that about him. Because a person who has some chops wrote a thing you consider to be stupid and is an MVP voter.
No, it's not something I just consider stupid.
That you think that you, well, I consider it stupid too, but you think that because Dan Graziano specifically wrote this, none of the other MVP voters will vote for Ben. So Graziano's going to get together if Ben has the best numbers and say, boys, listen, ladies,
no,
gentlemen.
No, I don't say they're going
to
conspire against
sure.
him. I just think that it's a clue that he's not held, again, nationally, in very high regard. It's another clue. No other quarterback having this type of season would ever have that kind of thing put into print about him. No way. I don't care if they're 35 or 24. That would not get written about anybody. Could you imagine if he said that about Brady, who's not having the kind of year Ben is? I mean, it just, The idea of even
the ominous thing in this whole post here that I'm reading, the ominous thing Graziano wrote is this. If I was going to humor you and the point you were attempting to make here, I would say it's this sentence or this clause. This situation likely depends on how the rest of the season goes.
There you go.
And stop.
Bingo.
No, but you haven't said that yet. I'm saying it. It seems in that, how many words is that? Like 10? In those 10 words, Graziano suggests a skepticism that Roethlisberger's final 7 games will match his first 9.
Wait a minute.
Mind you, if Ben had not thrown a bunch of picks and gotten pick happy and tried to prove a point against Tennessee, his numbers would be favorable compared to Patrick Mahomes. Like, they would be right there, just about neck and neck.
He's saying that up until this point, Roethlisberger is still in, like, purgatory for his future. He's still in limbo. It still could go either way, which is the same thing you'd write about, I don't know, Baker Mayfield's future beyond this season in Cleveland as their starting quarterback. Like, I don't know. So far, there's probably reasons to say yes and no, but let's see what happens over the next 7 games.
He's writing Tony Romo?
He's writing that about a guy that's on a short list or should be on a short list of MVP candidates. MVP candidates. He lumped him in with Jimmy Garoppolo today. I mean, Chris, like, we can laugh and scoff about Chris Sims because that's just, that to me is a clickbait piece. Or a click, not even a piece. It's not even an article. It's a graphic on Twitter.
That worked to a charm, but yes.
This is somebody who votes for the MVP saying this or writing this. Well, Roethlisberger, it could really go either way with him. You know, if he has a 4-interception game against Jacksonville, you cut bait at $40 million. That's too much to pay him. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah, if he has a 4-interception game against Jacksonville, his MVP candidacy is going to take a major hit. So that's not really a fair statement. I mean, how do you know that Dan Graziano isn't just floating this out there because he knows it's going to get Pittsburgh foaming at the mouth, and that's a very hot NFL market, even though it's not big compared to other cities?
Because he's not that type of person. He's a Schefter, or he's a poor man's Schefter. Schefter doesn't just send out news informational articles to try to get clicks from people. He's not cut from, you know, the Stephen A. Smith clause. I know ESPN is so blurred now, but they still kind of have, not separation of church and state, but they still have divisions of, like, this is a reporter and this is a, you know, shock jock, or this is somebody.
I guess I just think it's poor analysis then. He talks about wanting to keep around Dupree, Watt, and Smith-Schuster all together in a trio. What does Juju matter if Ben's not throwing him the football?
Chris, it's a ridiculous premise before you even hear the argument out. It's like he says something and you don't even want to, after he says, hear me out, listen to me, you don't even want to hear the rest of it. It's a non-starter point.
I'd like to know too how the MVP odds for Roethlisberger have changed. They've probably gotten better now to like 6 or 7 to 1 after a flood of people that listened to this show heard you say rip up the tickets and immediately put $100 on him to win it.
I don't think he's got any shot because I don't think that they want. I don't think the
you're projecting one voter's like 3-paragraph piece on him being owed $41 million as sign that all the rest of the voters might probably think like he does.
Hold on a second. How many voters are there? 50, I believe. There's 50?
He's 2% of the voting body.
How many people live in the United States of America? 300 million?
328 million.
How many are eligible to vote? About 200 million?
Non-eligible voter, or people who chose not to vote, which are eligible voters who said no, was about 100 million, so 240 million people eligible
to vote. And they have, like, credible polls that are based on, what, 200 people?
No, the polls suck now. That's the whole point this year. The polls didn't know anything. The only polls worse than the ones that try to predict the president are the ones I put on Twitter, because no one votes in those.
When a voter reveals himself, I think you react to it. And I'm
so you're telling me too that nothing Ben Roethlisberger could
let
do
me
the
ask
next
you this
seven
question.
Games might sway Dan
let me
Graziano's
ask you this question.
Opinion? Yes or no, answer that question.
About
you don't think Ben could do anything. You don't think Ben could do anything the next 7 games to sway the opinion of a Dan Graziano?
If he throws 5 touchdowns in the next 7 games and throws 35 more this year, he'll probably win him over. You don't think so? You dismiss the idea that there is not maybe a bias against him, but that there isn't a natural skepticism or dislike or whatever. Pick a word that you think is appropriate to describe.
People don't like Ben the person.
There you go.
I think that's pretty inarguable.
And you don't think, just like Hall of Fame voting for baseball, you don't think that that would affect MVP voting? These are the same people that keep people out of the Hall of Fame because they didn't give them a quote that vote for this. They're cut from the same cloth, football writers,
baseball
writers.
Would you vote for Ben right now for MVP if you had one?
This very second?
No. You bet on him. Would you vote for him?
Well, I bet on him, so yes, I would, because I want to collect
a ticket. Your vote would be pretty objectively invalid.
No, I would not.
Well, we can trust you. You're a Heisman voter. You would never vote for somebody for anything
I don't bet on the Heisman. I don't bet on the Heisman.
I know you don't. I'm saying you're a reliable narrator here.
I just think things like this are signs and clues that Roethlisberger's
Craig, how does your ticket feel? Craig, how do you feel about your ticket
after
hearing Tony's speech?
You think the media's really cheerleading Roethlisberger on this week?
No.
You think there's a media narrative, Craig, for him to win the Heisman? You sense that? Or the Heisman, the MVP?
So Chris isn't here, so he can't see it. So Andrew, you can try and, if you can read this sign through the wall, this is what I'm pinning to the wall here. This is now the list. Dan Graziano and Chris Sims. I'm making a list. I'm keeping track of these people. And at the end of the year, I'm collecting receipts if Ben gets these MVP votes.
All right, so hold on. There's a tweet. There's a guy who's calling himself at the Land Sportsbook. It's a Cleveland sportsbook or something.
Oh,
so
well, we don't need to hear
person's
that.
Person's trying to do. No, hold on. You do. You're a big influencer right now. At Dan Graziano is an absolute idiot for saying the Steelers are going to cut Ben at the end of the year. May have been the dumbest article I've ever read. How do these guys get paid to write, especially for the type of season he's having, MVP. Then he tagged the station, 93.7 The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he writes to me and you, read above what I put, and Dan Graziano literally just blocked me. So you're getting Dan Graziano to bring out the block hammer.
Good. I mean, I've had far worse on my bad side than Dan Graziano.
If nothing
else,
would
you say that you're calling into question the integrity of a voter here?
I'm calling into the question the intelligence, yes. I think that would call into the question the IQ, the football IQ. I would do that, yeah. Yeah, I'm guilty as charged. What's my sentence? What's my punishment for that?
I mean, you might get blocked by Graziano,
ooh,
but that seems like a badge of honor.
Oh, no. Dan Graziano doesn't like me.
To find somewhere else to get terrible takes.
I guess I'll have to go follow. Give me, like, the B-list of insiders who aren't the big boys. I put Graziano in that class. I guess I'll have to go follow Adam Kaplan instead or somebody like that. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.